From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Wine grape growers in California's northern San Joaquin Valley and Sierra Nevada foothills are tallying losses from an April frost that devastated crops in many areas. Some growers report the freeze destroyed more than 90% of wine grapes. Two counties are preparing disaster declarations based on crop losses averaging 60% or more. Much of the damage occurred during a four-hour freeze spanning night and pre-dawn hours April 11th and 12th. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer improved in April, rising 8 points to a reading of 121, but that's still 32% below its level from the same time last year. Producers' perspectives on current conditions and future expectations saw an uptick over the past month. The index of current conditions improved 7 points to 120, and the index of future expectations rose 9 points to 122. Rising commodity prices appear to be the reason behind the improved financial outlook. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the USDA is accepting more than 2 million acres in offers from agricultural producers and landowners through the Conservation Reserve Program's general sign-up. It's the first of the program's multiple sign-ups occurring this year. With about 3.4 million acres expiring this year, Vilsack encourages producers and landowners to consider the grassland and continuous sign-ups, both of which are currently open. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.